Hello and welcome to End If Radio Episode 5. I am YouTube Crazy, and welcome to the show. This episode's a bit chopped up, but we hope you enjoy it. Remember, you can send any comments, questions, feedbacks, concerns to endifradio@gmail.com, and we will get back to you as fast as we can, either me or the Joker. So without further ado, let's begin the episode. Okay, welcome to the next segment of the show. I am UT Crazy. I'm actually still here. I'm partially unplugged, but I'm not really.
He's not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet, like some people think. And
Or maybe wish,
since last episode I've been around. Now, you can listen to episode 85 and listening for yourself, but I'll explain my side of the story, and I'll explain Stank's side of the story, because we were both somewhat right. He was more right than I was, but I guess I'll just explain my side first, okay? So, as you all know, or should know, or I hope you know, I have another show, Nextbox Gamer Radio, and, I submitted the show to be streamed on BinRo, DDP Hack Radio, before it started, and so he was really nice, let me on. I didn't think he would, but he was like, Stank is like a celebrity to me, or he was. Like, now he's just a normal person because he hates me. But well, I wouldn't say hate, but I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. Probably not as much as he did before. But so I had Nextbox Gamer Radio on DDP, I don't know how long, maybe 7 episodes. First time, it didn't play at all. It started doing, because the one guy, Nick84, was doing some tests on it, so he was doing his thing, doesn't really matter. Whatever. First episode, I don't care. It streamed good a few more episodes, maybe a few episodes later. Didn't stream. It was, like, at the starting, I couldn't get the files uploaded. They helped me. They were really good about that. A few episodes later, couldn't get it streamed. No big deal. One more episode, doesn't matter. As long as it's still available for download at my website. So, moving on. Few more episodes, they may be streamed okay, and we wanted to stream live. Followed all the instructions, that was our fault. Didn't stream, no problem there. That was our fault, wasn't theirs. I asked them for help, they tried to help as best they could. A few episodes later, no clue what episode exactly, didn't stream. Well, another episode, doesn't matter, really. Just building up to this point. Last episode, didn't stream. Okay, last episode, 29, I believe, didn't stream. So, it wasn't like all the other episodes, it just was the final kind of, I was a bit irritated, and I said, well, listen, this is getting irritating. Well, like I said, about maybe 5 episodes didn't stream, and they were okay, they tried to help, but they just didn't, and they weren't seem to be solving the problem. They had it running for a couple months. I mean, I would have expected it maybe the first month getting the bugs out, but no, it didn't stream again. They didn't seem to be fixing it, whatever was causing it. They still don't even know. It even caused their show to stop, which I didn't know, or else I would have been a bit more considerate. But I said, listen, this is getting irritating. Just try to fix it. I know it's hard to run a station like this. Extremely hard. I know you're doing it for free. I try to just not sound like an ass. The only kind of ass-like sounding words was, this is getting irritating. That's kind of where I was going. And he replied, he said, well, it looks like you're looking for something more professional. I'll go ahead and take your show off the stream. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my god. Did he just do what I think he did? And I said, well, he took it off the schedule page. Well, maybe it's still in the admin page. Nope, it's still not in the admin page. He took it off. He took it off because I said that it was hard to do, but I just wanted him to try to fix it, and he didn't even say, "We are experiencing errors because we moved servers. That's why your show didn't stream. Hopefully it'll be working next week." That's what I was expecting him to say. That's what I think he should have said. I'm not looking for something more professional. I can't afford anything. I got the co.nr domain forwarder because I don't want to spend $5 on a domain, which isn't a lot. So that's my side of the story, okay? I sent him an email. You can listen to it in 84, episode 84. I said, basically, I lost all respect that I ever had for him. I said that he doesn't get much hate mail, so I thought I'd be one of them. I said I tried as much as possible to not sound like an ass, and I don't know why he took it so differently. Just whatever. And I think the most powerful thing I said in that email, like, you have your own little sign-off phrase to whatever. I was gonna say thanks, like, I don't know, thanks for whatever, reading this email. But I said thanks, but no thanks, you too crazy. And, you can listen to that episode, and basically 15 minutes are dedicated to me just explaining his side of the story. But now I think I should cover his side of the story, okay? He is doing...
Funny.
Yeah. He is doing a shitload of stuff on BinRevDP. I'm kind of regretting doing this, because I just kind of stand there, and I'm like, whoa, why did I even do this? But, I mean, it's not like I totally flew off the handle because my show wasn't streaming again. I just kind of said, listen, try to fix it, and he had to go ahead and take it off. And he didn't even say, well, oh, maybe we should put it back on again. He said, oh, you jumped the gun, and we were going to put it back on. Well, it's too late now. I'm just going to look like an ass if I ask to be put on again. Because that's the way he feels. If he hates me, he said, well, what's over is over. And it's true. His side is running all this stuff. He's not getting paid for it. Only thing he's getting paid for is a magazine. He's running this thing, and I go ahead and I send an email like this. Even though, if he would have read my first email correctly, this whole thing would have been avoided. But, so, that's a little situation here, and, for that. And you can listen to BinRev episode 85 for, more of his side. But I thought I'd describe mine. So, moving on.
Yeah, I was hoping for hate mail, but we can't read any because we didn't get any.
Yeah, some people, I know the IRC was, because I went on and I said I had a different alias because I was supposed to be unplugged, but I just wanted to listen to the stream because he said he'd read it on the air. And I did listen, but let me just read something from the BinRev forums, which I posted and you might have read because you knew that I was unplugging. But, it kind of, I don't know, kind of says how, like, kind of regretting the email, whatever. Okay. This is just reading it. I'd like to say a few words to Stank before I'm, off. I sent him an angry email about how much I was pissed off at. It was really self-centered, and I regret it now, but that isn't all. The worst part of it all is that I said I lost all respect that I have for Stank. This simply is not true. One day during class we were asked who we respected, and I couldn't think of any washed up celebrity that deserved my respect. And I really couldn't. It was really, I didn't think of anyone I respected. But looking back, I mean, Stank is probably number one, besides like my parents or whatever. So hold on. But looking back upon the moment, I realized that there is one person I do respect, Stank. He is devoting much of his life to an amazing radio show and hosting this great community, and there I was saying how much I was irritated with him. This person who hosted my show on the DVP Hack Radio for a while, and I was complaining that I missed my slot a couple of times. Technical issues happen. They have even happened to his own show. But did I think of that at the time? No. He removed my show from the stream, and that is acceptable. I was rude and out of line. I just want everyone to know my true intentions. When he may or may not know, not read the email on there. He has not lost my respect, any respect I had for him. I just hope that this does not affect as poorly on my reputation as it would seem to be. And yeah, I'm actually James Malone in the community. Isn't my real name. Isn't my alias. So I guess it was just a fake name back then. But whatever. So that is the whole situation, and that's really all I have to say about that.
You just went dead. I can't hear you anymore.
What?
Is it your you changed settings?
No. Can you hear me? Okay. If we can't hear.
I can now.
Okay. I don't know what that was, but whatever. So I just want to make sure I can hear you now. No, like in the Audacity. But okay, that's good. So that's all I have to say about that. And
okay.
Yeah.
You want to go now?
Yep.
All right. So I installed Jet this weekend, and I have to say, besides the maybe 24-hour stage one, even though it's a really it's a pretty nice distro.
You're like breaking up here, so I don't know how much we're gonna get through this, but what you basically said was you installed Gentoo, and besides the 24-hour something
installation
so how'd it turn out?
It was actually pretty good. But I had some problems with sound and with my video. I couldn't get the video drivers working, NVIDIA, and I couldn't get my sound working.
Yeah, that always seemed to be a problem with me and some of the distros, that you had to customize a lot. The video never really seemed to work.
Well, yeah, Gentoo completely customized from stage one.
Yeah. So if you
build up from the ground up.
If you mess up something, then you're basically screwed the whole way through. You have to start.
Well, you can just boot into an environment like the minimal installation CD.
Yeah.
And then you can just edit files.
I think my friend has Gentoo or SUSE or something on his one box, and he really likes it because it's customizable. But I like the easy distros where you don't need to do anything. You can just get in there in Linux and get working whatever you want, and you can customize some stuff. Like, personally, it's the noob distro, but I love Mandrake. It's just so easy to use and so easy to maneuver around. It's like the Windows.
Yeah, that works for me too.
It's like the Windows.
I had no problems with it, but it was kind of. I didn't get to do much of it.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
I actually like Slack though.
Yeah. So. Gentoo was a failure, but
well, the part of it though, I think, is the emerge. I really like that.
Yeah.
And for all you don't know what it is, basically you go to your terminal, and you type emerge, and then whatever path you want, and there's these builds, which basically is just a program, and there's a system called, and it has all the programs there. And it compiles for you, or if it installs for you.
Yeah, you're breaking up a lot, but I'll just move into one of my kind of topics, not really a topic, but the probably if you've been on the forums, the guy that it's kind of disrespectful to the actual person, because like the people that we're talking about are like. Oh, the Apple guy died or something like that. But the guy that thought up the name Apple Macintosh, like the Apple actually, the Macintosh computer, Jeff Raskin. I don't know if that's the right. Okay, so little technical difficulties, but whatever. I was saying that the guy that thought up the name Mac, Macintosh, died. And pretty low-key news, I guess. If it was, like, Bill Gates dying, they'd have, like, visuals everywhere and computers.
Well, they're also celebrating for that.
Yeah. But, my mic's too close. I'm just getting, like, MSNs from people. I had another topic, too, but, oh, yeah. I started, writing up a guide to... for people that want to start their own internet radio show, and I posted it on Hacker Media, and it's pretty good, I think. Kizzle said it was good, but I just sent it to him and said, well, I think, like, I really appreciate what Kizzle's doing and everything. He's, like, giving me all this, like, space and stuff.
Oh, by the way, can I get your logins so I can update if you're gone?
What?
Can I get your login to Hacker Media? So that I can update?
Oh, the, WordPress thing? Okay.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I'll, send you that, whatever, as long as you don't, like, spam it.
But yeah, I'm not going to disrupt the shows.
Yeah. As long as I can post whatever. And, well, I should be able to post this show... and you can do whatever, the next ones. I don't know how long. I'm just gonna do whatever.
Yeah, I still get the script still. I'm trying to get on working that.
This one guy that was in the IRC yesterday was like talking to me because I added him to MSN. I forgot who it was, but yeah, it was kind of funny because like I just switched over to UT Crazy because my alias was T-Bone. And, so I just, whatever. You can go into a topic, or we can just add this to the show right now, because it's already 20 minutes, basically.
Alright. First, I have to say that Amazon sucks. I was supposed to get my, reception shipped by 26 or 27th. And I went there, and it's still not shipped.
You're breaking up a little, but just not as much. I think it's just, like...
it could be internet, I don't know.
Internet, or whatever. Sometimes it's good.
Either you're downstream or my upstream.
I'm pretty good. I can usually really tell what, if I'm doing good or bad with my...
maybe internet. It's Skype, because I can hear myself breaking up, too.
Yeah, Skype is,
And I just stopped hearing the echo, so I don't know.
Yeah.
That's really nice, actually.
Yeah. So, we'll just... I think we can just end it here, and then we can add your segment to the show, because then it'll be half an hour or whatever.
Oh, and, update on the Shoutcast. I'm going to start with streaming this.
Yeah.
Hopefully tonight. I'll probably stream it all night.
Yeah.
Starting around 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
And Spectre, where are you? Because we need you back here.
Yeah.
And the last thing is, if you have web space and want to donate maybe like 5 to 10 megs to us, please send us an email because we need space.
Why don't you just sign up for some free web place?
Usually they have like ads and stuff.
Like this one place, was hosted on here, MojoNetworks.net.
Oh, I tried that. Never knew that from them.
Yeah, I did. They have to accept you, but because I was talking to the guy, Voodoo Hal, and he's like, didn't I accept an account or whatever? And then Then he's like, oh, I'm Voodoo Hal. I'm like, oh, you are? That's cool. He's, like, my favorite one of them all. I have a few ones that are, like, Black Ratchet's pretty good, and, Voodoo Hal, and, I really liked, Dual Parallel, but he's unplugged, obviously. So, which sucks, but there's a lot of bitter people that have unplugged, but, I guess that's just the fact of life. But their stuff is more important than my stuff, why I'm unplugging. But, yeah, let's...
yeah, you have to learn Xbox.
Yeah, I need more time. Well, it's just my life is just all... I was gonna say why I was unplugging, but it's just my life is like cramped with all this computer stuff, and I don't really really need it. But like having an Xbox and NDIF is just, it's easy because we can record whenever it's convenient, and like just it, I mean, if there isn't an episode for NDIF 1 week, it doesn't matter because it's like a bi-weekly show. And if there isn't an episode in Xbox, it doesn't matter because, like, we can release another one the next week.
Yeah, I hate schedules.
I know, like, it's just so, like, that's the, was the problem with DDPR Radio, because we had to have an episode done every week by Thursday, and Thursday is such a weird date. We usually do it on the weekends, and, it's just so much easier now, because we don't have to have it uploaded by a certain time, or whatever. But I hope DDP can get all the bugs worked out of that. Apparently it was just me and his show, mine and his show, that were malfunctioning.
Maybe God doesn't like you.
Yeah. yeah, so I guess this will be the end of NDIF Radio forever. No, just this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to NDIF Radio, and
and send us more emails.
Yeah, send us more emails. I don't know what your topics were for your part, but this was a pretty eventful episode. So, thanks for listening, and remember, because you wanted to hear it.
Exactly. From the